Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Michelle, how we doing?
Living the dream, just a couple days closer to the draft, guys.
We are. What are we right now? I'm trying to do math in my head. When's this thing start? 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that's about right. So you're talking 48 plus 60. About
61 hours.
61 hours. Nice.
So close.
We've almost made it. We got a lot to get to on the program here today. We'll have Caroline Fenton dropping by at 7 o'clock. We'll get her thoughts on the draft, on the Rand Carthon press conference yesterday. Lots to get to on the Rand Carthon press conference yesterday as well. And Joe, tell us who's going to be dropping by at 8:30 here on the program here today.
Yeah, Brandon Alley. He's rich and famous all of a sudden. Brandon Alley, S2 Cognition. For people who have been following along with the draft, I'd say this is the year of the S2, the NFL draft. But S2 Cognition, of course, Nashville-based, two former Vanderbilt neuroscientists who started this company, and now their test of testing, well, not just football players, but their test in particular for the NFL has become a big part of the conversation around the quarterbacks. Now, Brandon isn't going to come on here and tell us individual scores.
He's not.
But I talked to him yesterday. He just got off Pat McAfee. He's like, you know, he's getting like a million calls a day now, of course, with all this stuff. But he's going to come on here. Tell us a little bit about this. I mean, I still think there's a lot of people that are like, S2? What the heck does S2 mean? So by the time we get through this draft in 61 hours, or we start it, you know, we need everyone to understand what S2 is.
Yep. So looking forward to that at 8:30. Brandon Alley will be joining us at 8:30 to help us kind of talk about that and figure out exactly what all that means. So looking forward to that coming up at 8:30 on the program here today. Rand Carthon with his press conference yesterday, his pre-draft press conference before the draft taking place on Thursday. No Mike Vrabel at the press conference yesterday, which Jared was very concerned about on his program after the show yesterday.
I was concerned about it yesterday. Yeah. Where's Vrabel?
Where's Vrabel? The more media time we could get from Vrabel, the better. But no Vrabel yesterday at the press conference. Rand Carthon talked about a lot of different things. He went for about 45 minutes. So it was a pretty lengthy press conference before the draft yesterday over at the Titans facility. And he touched on a wide variety of different topics, including Ryan Tannehill, and we discussed Ryan Tannehill yesterday a lot on the show, and you know, some comments from Charles Robinson and Jeremy Fowler about maybe Ryan Tannehill being available, and Rand Carthon was asked about Ryan Tannehill yesterday at the press conference. Here's what he had to say over at St. Thomas Sports Park.
On the personal side of these guys and the rumors that come out about their contracts, and it seems like it's been very persistent with rumors about Ryan, including yesterday on SportsCenter. Can you make it easier on the player, in this case on Ryan, to shut it down and say, no, like Ryan will be the quarterback this year?
So just to let you guys in, Ryan and I had a conversation back in February that was between Ryan and I and Ryan and our organization. So Ryan knows where he stands with us, and that's really all that matters to me.
So that was Rand Carthon yesterday discussing the Ryan Tannehill situation. Says they had a conversation back in February. And when you factor that in and some other comments that he had yesterday, I was listening to Caroline Willie and D-Mace like in the immediate aftermath of the press conference, and D-Mace and Caroline are both convinced that they're taking a quarterback. After the press conference yesterday, that they're convinced that they're taking a quarterback in the draft coming up in the first round. What did you make of Rand Carthon yesterday at the press conference, and specifically as it relates to Ryan Tannehill?
Well, okay, so I didn't hear that. When you say that, because my percentage is going past 50 on the quarterback.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to have to really think about it and get out my graph calculator, figure out the number. But
the graphing calculator?
Yeah. What's that?
57.4%.
Maybe. You might be about right in that neighborhood.
Figured.
So, but that particular comment, I don't know. Like, was that the reasoning?
That was part of it. I mean, D-Mace basically said, you know, what if the conversation was, hey, Ryan, look, man, we like you, but if the opportunity presents itself, we're taking a quarterback coming up in the draft, and
yeah,
that's just kind of where we are. You're 35 years old coming up, and that's kind of what our plans are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I took it as, and I think I tweeted it, like he was probably told, just be ready for whatever, right? I mean, Jared asked the question of, would you like to shut it down? And I think very few GMs in this exact same situation are like, thank you, I will shut it down. Now, and you can contrast it, though, too, because, and I know we're going to talk more about this later, but he kind of did. I mean, I think he basically did shut down Henry, and he clarified on Byard. Although, you know, I guess you could say, I mean, it doesn't mean a dealing Byard could be off the table if there's some big move to be made in the team that in question really wants Byard. But I think he basically, I mean, the thing about Tannehill and Henry moving them all along here is it was always unlikely, especially now with Tannehill with the QB market. We've talked about this. Who's taking him? Who's taking that number right now? You know, I mean, I think you have a hard time finding a trade partner. He's at, and Rand also pointed out, he's at the, you know, offseason workouts. I think it may have been, hey, look, you're probably going to be our starter this year.
Yep.
But, yeah, be ready for any. I mean, Ryan Tannehill gets that, right?
I mean, I would hope so.
I mean, he knows the score. He knows that this could well be his last chance to start at quarterback in the NFL. Maybe not. Maybe he'll be great. And he'll have an opportunity somewhere else. Maybe ultimately the Titans don't find a way to get a quarterback in this draft. And who knows after that? I mean, you have to be ready for anything. So I think that's probably more what the conversation was.
I think my favorite part from the press conference yesterday was the I think he was asked about like areas of need, which is always my favorite thing before the draft starts. He said, quote, "We need good football players. We're always looking to add good football players, guys that can add versatility and explosiveness to the team. Guys that could score with the football, and guys that could take the football away. We need to continue to add quality players and people to our ball club." That's from Rand Carthon yesterday.
There you go, man.
I'm with you.
He's not wrong.
No, he's 100% right.
He is not wrong.
Get as many good football players as you can. That is what my main takeaway from the draft, from the pre-draft press conference was yesterday, is they're looking for some good football players, which is good.
It's a very good idea. I'd like to – okay, do you have the audio of my question for him at the end of the press conference? Because I would like to get both.
You threw him
of
a curveball.
Well, I
the fork in the road?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me grab it.
Okay. Because did you hear this?
Oh, I heard it. He basically was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's do that again.
And honestly, I need to hear it again because obviously I haven't heard it since then. But like I think that I was clear.
I mean, I knew what you were talking about.
Okay.
But I do a morning show with you every day.
So you knew what I was talking about because you've heard me say it in more clear terms?
I mean, yeah, I did not have any trouble following you, let me put it that way.
All right. Yeah, I just, you know, I just for my own.
But I speak Joe. So.
Yeah, that's right. you speak Vandy Joe.
Yes.
Just for my own, well-being, I just wanted to know if I asked the question okay. But, yeah, of course, that's a question also, by the way, for people who are confused who didn't hear it. It's basically the idea of you're going one of two ways right now. You know, you're going the way of being as good as you can this year, or you're going the way of quarterback, right? Because you're not going to be as good as you could possibly be if you take a quarterback.
No, I mean, either whether that's at 11 or whether it's, especially if it's moving up, but like even if it's just 11
and still somebody sacrificing a football player,
correct? Like you're sacrificing you know, whether it's an offensive lineman, receiver, or whatever, that could come in and help you maybe immediately with Tannehill being your quarterback to take a quarterback at number 11. That's beyond just moving up. Like, if you move up, it's a different story because that could cost you a few different good football players that couldn't help you immediately. But I also think the Titans are going to be really open to do that. The big question that I have as we sit here today, 61 hours away from the draft, is there actually going to be a quarterback not named Hendon Hooker that falls to 11? That's what I really want to know. Like, are the Titans going to be able, say their plan is to draft a quarterback, are they going to be able to do that without having to move up? And that's the question I don't know the answer to.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I could tell you how some athletic writers, but that'll come out tomorrow. All right, so we have this question. Okay, now I want to. So can you pause it after the initial question?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
sure.
I know I'm being very, very needy in the 6 a.m. segment.
If the opportunity presents itself, maybe you guys get a quarterback that even this next season looks a little different than if you don't and you're just trying to build around Ryan and Derek and just be as good as possible next year, if that question makes sense. You know, kind of a fork in the road here in terms of a little bit of a reset.
Okay.
I mean, I'm following you.
Yeah, it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't that well phrased. Okay, go ahead. You can play the rest. Yeah. I stink.
The road here in terms of a little bit of a reset if you take a quarterback or just going for it next year, I guess, if you don't.
You got to say that one more time. You took me in three different ways, so I had to – one more time.
Do you look at this like – there's kind of two ways here. You take a quarterback and possibly you're resetting a little bit. You're probably going to sacrifice some picks. You may have the quarterback sit. You may have to step back a little bit with the new quarterback versus if you don't and you stick with the veterans – that you're going to draft to just be as good as possible next season. Is that better?
Yeah. I mean, again, all things are on the table. You know, you don't know how this draft is going to go. Again, it's our job every year to look to improve this roster. And it's not a year-to-year thing, right? We have to see this thing from a macro level and prepare for the future. That's all a part of it.
I thought he gave you a great answer. He gave you a great answer.
It's a good answer. Pretty bad question.
I didn't think it was that bad. I think the second time, then you got frazzled and tried to explain it more. But the first time.
You thought the first time was fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll put it out there to the listeners. Well, I know we only have about 1.3 million of our eventual 8 million in the 6 a.m.
Yeah,
hour. But let us know what you thought about that question.
David in Arkansas on the text line says, Robbie, should we worry about the Packers jumping the Titans now that they're only two spots behind the Titans? They have future draft capital to give up now to draft their future quarterback, or do they actually believe in love? This is from David in Arkansas.
That's a good question.
We're going to get into a move made yesterday by the Packers. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers officially traded to the Jets, so we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But to answer that question, David, I do not anticipate the Packers involving themselves in this quarterback pool here. I don't anticipate it.
It's the era of love, David.
Yep. You don't foresee that happening.
I do
happening.
Not foresee that happening.
Yeah, J-Rob.
Yes. I do not foresee the Titan or the Packers being involved in one of these quarterback picks here. Now, I would say if you want Jackson Smith and Jigba, they might want Jackson Smith and Jigba too. So we'll see what happens. Which would be awesome if they never drafted a wide receiver in the first round when Aaron Rodgers was quarterback, and the second he leaves, it's like, yep, we'll take that guy in the first round.
All receivers, all offense now. Yeah.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We're off and running today on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll continue to react to Rand Carthon and his pre-draft press conference from yesterday, including some comments on Derrick Henry and Kevin Byard. Coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
You know, I get everything from who to pick, who to trade back to, who to trade, you know, who not to trade, you know. So without question, is a question about Derek. You know, I was at an event And I was taking a picture, and, you know, I have my arm around the lady and take a picture, and she leans in, "You better not trade Derek." And she scared the hell out of me because it came from like a motherly, authoritative.
That was Rand Carthon yesterday at the Titans press conference. Good stuff there.
So good to meet you, Rand. Don't you dare trade Derek.
Do not do it. Yes, ma'am. I will not.
That was good stuff.
He's like, somebody save me from this photo right now.
Good stuff yesterday from Rand Carthon at the Titans pre-draft press conference.
Was it Agent 31 in a wig?
Well, it could have been.
Yes, it was.
Now, Rand, can't do it.
Inspector Clouseau has many disguises.
He does. Yeah. He does.
31 to be precise.
Oh, there we go.
Very nicely done.
Flavors and disguises.
Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Mark from Nashville. Mark, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, how y'all doing? Hey, good, a couple of things. I know y'all been waiting to hear from me.
Oh, we have.
And, I mean, you know, listening to Rand Carthon talk and stuff, Robbie and Joe, I mean, do you kind of get the impression that C.J. Stroud seems like he's falling a little bit in this draft, so they say. I mean, do you think that's somebody that they're eyeing? I'm still enamored with Hendon Hooker, man. I think that they need to kind of stick with that, maybe kind of trade back and kind of stick with that right there. But you don't really hear anything about Hendon Hooker or anything right now in the Titans' plans and stuff. I mean, what do you think on that, Robbie? Plus, I got something else to say.
Yep. I think Hooker is a possible. I mean, Hooker came in and they had a pre-draft visit with him. So I think they're looking at Hendon Hooker. I think they're looking at Will Levis. I think they're looking at Anthony Richardson. I mean, I think quarterback is a very real possibility. Now, the Hooker part of it's interesting because I think there's a chance you could trade back and still get him. What I also wonder, Joe, and tell me whether or not you agree with this, is if they wanted Hooker, like, could you draft somebody at 11 that's not a quarterback and then trade back up into the first round and get Hendon Hooker at some point?
Yeah, you can do that too. Right. Yeah, there's trading back, and then there's also using your second round, picking something else to go late first to get him if he's your guy. You know, when you talk about not hearing stuff, that's when you start thinking about. So yesterday, I mean, I asked a question about Hooker in the offense. Levis was talked about. I swear Rand was like trying not to say anything about those guys.
I know
it's like reading too much into it. When you don't hear about them in their plans, that's when you think they're going to take them.
Right.
See, the problem with Stroud, I don't believe we're going to get into Stroud later. I don't think Stroud's dropping. And I think to get Stroud, you have to go way up there. And also, I do take seriously the visits thing. Three guys visited here. Three guys went through the whole thing, and they, again, Rand talked about their process. They think they do unique things, all that stuff. That's really important. I think the other two guys didn't visit. I understand they went to Stroud's pro day, but I think in part maybe because they just don't think they can get him.
Yeah,
or maybe. I don't know. Maybe they just don't. I don't know. But I think the three guys who visited should be the focal point of possibility at quarterback.
Mark, what else do you have?
Hey, Joe. You know, tomorrow's the big day. I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm going to have to try to pull out one big motivational speech for you again, Joe. We got to keep this going and got to go with two in a row on this before draft day comes around this week. Gone and knock Steelman on out the box, man. Make him feel it.
Well, actually, you know what? Are we doing the Jared versus Joe this week? Because we're doing the draft?
I don't know. Thing? That's a good question.
We may not.
Mark, you better call in anyway. We need motivation anyway.
Yeah, I mean, either way, just yelling at him is
you'll yell at him at some point.
Worthwhile.
Yeah. All right, then, Joe. Well, maybe tomorrow you let me know if you all going to be debating or not, and I'll give you a call and stuff and whatnot. But hey, man, y'all have a good day. I just wanted to ask y'all that question. I didn't, you know, like I said, I'm high on Hendon Hooker. And maybe, like you said, trading back and getting more picks. And one of the two, they may not trade Henry, but I got a feeling they may do something with Kevin Baird tomorrow. I mean, this week in the draft. We'll see y'all later, though.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Right, Mark. We appreciate it. Mark from Nashville, one of the friends of the show, and he kind of leads us perfectly right into the next topic there. I mean, we've talked about Derrick Henry and, you know, the Kevin Baird stuff this offseason, and Derrick Henry in trade rumors over the weekend that were pretty clearly unfounded at this point. But Rand Carthon was asked about Derrick Henry yesterday. Here's what Rand Carthon had to say on the Titans running back.
There's nothing new to report. It was an erroneous report that came out. You know, I've spoken to Todd, you know, Derrick's representative, and, you know, we're in a good place. So there's nothing new to report from there. I know Derrick trains like crazy in the location where he trains. I know the location. I don't want to put it out there. But Derrick is going to be Derrick. You know, he's going to take his time away and do what he has to do to make sure that he's ready to go. So, I feel we're in a good place.
So that was Rand Carthon yesterday talking about the reports of Derrick Henry being traded over the weekend. He called them erroneous. And it doesn't sound to me like there's anything imminent whatsoever on the Derrick Henry front.
Yeah. And again, Derrick Henry, fantastic player. I mean, you could make a case. I mean, we've talked about like Buffalo, if they could make it work or whatever, but. You know, it's a big number for a running back, and they're built around him here, which is different. But to me, the only justification for taking him on as another team is, are you going to be built around him? He is a guy who needs volume carries, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think the market is there. I mean, I know we've talked about what would they get if there was a trade, and it wouldn't be much.
It would not be very much. Now, I did think that he had some interesting things to say on Kevin Byard yesterday. Here's what Rand Carthon had to say when asked about the Kevin Byard situation.
And, you know, put things out and hope that it stick and hope that they're right. But I'll just lean on this way because I've said it before. We won't do business in public. We haven't. You know, you lean to, we were trading Jeffrey Simmons, you know, we were doing all these things, and the entire time of us trading Jeffrey Simmons, we were working on a deal, you know, and then we got the deal done, and all of that talk went away, you know. So I always lean on taking care of the player, taking care of their families. I don't think it's fair to discuss, you know, publicly, because not only do the players have to deal with it, but they got to receive these calls from their family members about what's going on in their personal life and in their career. And, you know, if I asked any of you in the crowd right now, like, what's your contract status? Are you going to be back with your publication next year? You're not going to want to have that conversation with me. You know, so I try to protect the guys as much as I can. And, you know, I think we've been transparent, you know, about, you know, things that have come up. And, you know, even down to KB. You know, when that report came out that he asked to be released or traded or whatever it was, and that simply wasn't true. And yes, we did ask him, you know, for a pay cut. That was correct, you know. But at the same time, you know, all our dealings are with the players, and our players know where we stand with them. And so it's not a need to kind of touch on it. And if there's something that comes up, you know, we'll address it as it comes. But I don't feel the need to kind of discuss, you know, their personal business publicly.
So that was Rand Carthon yesterday at St. Thomas Sports Park. It was interesting from the standpoint of, he mentioned in there, he talked to Kevin Byard, I think about 2.5 weeks ago was the last time he talked to him, and he did confirm that they asked him to take a pay cut. I mean, that had been reported, and we had talked about it, but that was the general manager coming right out and saying it, they have indeed asked Kevin Byard to take a pay cut.
Appreciated that. And then he basically took more shots at Jared as Jared.
He did. It's pretty awesome.
Agent 31 was trying to put his fake mustache on in the crowd.
No, the wig. He was trying to put the wig on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But, which is fine. I'm trying to remember on Jeffrey Simmons. Did anybody, I mean, I wrote a column like they should trade him for Bryce Young.
Yes.
I stand by that. They didn't listen to me. Did anyone actually report that was imminent or happening?
I don't think so.
So Rand got it confused. People saying he might have to be involved in some trade with people. I don't know, man. Come on. Now the Byard thing was actually reported by Jared, citing a source, and he was the only one. And Rand keeps saying that's BS.
He does. But he did ask him to take a pay cut, so we know that officially now from Rand Carthon.
No, in terms of talking about players on the roster now. That was actually a pretty informational presser in terms of the, you know, pre-draft presses are almost hilarious for what little they provide in information. But from that perspective, it was actually pretty interesting.
It was, you know, I wasn't able to listen to some of it live yesterday. I'd say about half of it I got live yesterday, and then the other half I had to go back and listen to. But when it wrapped up and it was 45 minutes long, I was like, man, Way to go, Titans media. 45 minutes for a pre-draft press conference. That's good stuff. Yeah. Maybe
like,
a record.
Well, again, I mean, he like you know, he tells good stories and he's funny and like it's a you know it's a fun presser. Afterward, I'm like, you know, if we could get Rand to coach and Vrabel to GM,
yeah,
we get Vrabel twice a year. We get Rand all the time.
That's right.
Can we make this happen?
Yeah, he does tell good stories.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you think?
Think of the media.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025. More from the Rand Carthon press conference coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, helping home buyers and sellers in Middle Tennessee for 20 years. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook, live from our 102.5 The Game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Talking Titans and the pre-draft press conference from Rand Carthon yesterday. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. LD from McMinnville on the text line says, I watched On the Clock last night on ESPN, and the episode was specifically focused on Levis. I'm sold on Levis and all in if he's the Titans pick. This is from LD from McMinnville on the text line. And
what's On the Clock?
I guess it's their draft show. I have no idea.
Seen it?
Anyone? No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, LD sold.
Hey, I saw Will Levis.
There's a lot of Will Levis. Did you?
Yeah.
Remember the old Gruden ones? What was that called?
Yeah, what was that called? It was just like Gruden's film room or something.
Yeah.
Quarterback camp or something. I don't know.
Hashtag. But those were pretty good.
Those were good.
Now, Kirk, tell me about this one.
Now, Kirk, can you throw the ball more than 45 yards in the air?
Well, I'll tell you what, LD. There's a lot of Levis going around Nashville these
days.
There is. I think we might be talking about Will Levis.
I told you at the break, and I'll stand by it now. I am rooting heavily for one of two players in the draft, Richardson or Levis. I'm all in. Like, obviously, I would like Hendon Hooker, too, but it would just be more fun with Richardson and Levis. The wide variety of opinions on either one of those guys would be awesome. Those are the two I'm rooting for coming up on Thursday.
I think there'd be a huge difference in reaction. Now, we talked about this, but like I think now, look, maybe more people perhaps like LD are warming up to it, and people would warm up to it if they drafted Levis. But I still think the initial reaction. And some people are down on Richardson for sure. I mean, with both of them, major questions, you know. But I still think there'd be a lot more excitement about Richardson than Levis.
I would agree, just based on the athleticism that he tested with at the combine. Got a texter that says there wasn't a lot to see about where do they go in the draft. Smoke screens, of course. Talking about the Rand Carthon press conference.
Yeah, no one tells anything.
Yeah, we did learn that they were looking for good football players. We knew that.
Yes.
Coming out of the press conference yesterday.
No, he did. It was, again, great job of a fun, engaging press conference. You know, it's like, but they like a lot of empty calories.
Yeah.
You know, it's like go to like a French toast restaurant and just load up on, you know. I mean, it tastes good. It was enjoyable, but you know, there's not a lot of nutritional value.
He did. He did comment on the mayo and the coffee thing from Will Levis. I think it was Corey Curtis that asked him the question about the mayo and the coffee, and you know, Rand Carthon was basically like, "Yeah, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but that just seems disgusting. Why anybody would do that?"
Yeah, and even that, like,
with some people, like, yeah, literally, like, some people on Twitter are like, "Oh, he's joking around about Will Levis. They must have a great relationship. They're drafting him."
But see, I thought he almost like that was a great opportunity to have more jokes, and he was very funny on a lot of stuff. And then I think he stopped talking about it because he's drafting Will Levis.
Maybe so.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
We will be eating bananas on this show.
Yeah. So you're
with
convinced.
The peel.
This is it. Like Friday, we've got some banana peels to eat, is what you're saying.
One bite is okay, right?
Yeah, just one bite. Everybody knows the rules.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Ugh, gross. It's coming, man.
How many mayo in your coffee drinks are there going to be scattered around here if Will Levis gets drafted by the Titans and he turns out to be good?
Yeah. Someplace,
the new delicacy of Nashville?
Well, someplace around here will absolutely, and they should, will absolutely like come up with some mayo coffee thing. Maybe if you put something else in there, it could be tolerable and call it the Will Levis, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you got to market
that. I'm surprised he doesn't have like a Duke's Mayo NIL deal. Like, remember Head and Hooker got the mustard one?
Yeah.
From that game? I mean, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, how doesn't he?
I got a text that says, was it odd that Vrabel wasn't there? Do you read anything into Mike Vrabel not being there other than maybe not wanting to speak to the media?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. Ran, you're the GM. Enjoy.
I'm going to be doing anything else.
I'm going to have to sit with these losers on Thursday night, so you deal with them now. I think that's basically exactly all it is. I mean, again, yes, Vrabel was there last year with John Robinson, and I guess in previous years, it's like we're in COVID and we're on the Zoom. I don't remember. But last year, Vrabel and Robinson were there. Very memorable press conference. That was the – you've already referenced it. That was the I don't foresee
– yes.
Us trading A.J. Brown.
Yes.
So I understand why last year he was – but, you know, it's Rand's the GM, and, yeah, I just think it's as simple as Vrabel's like, do I have to do this? Do I have to do a media obligation? Then I will not.
I do want to like the pre-draft part of this last year. You know, it was hilarious to hear him. I think it was. I can't remember if it was the combine or if it was the owners' meeting where basically Vrabel's like, yeah, you know, we've gone down this road before, or I've gone down this road before, talking about players and being traded and all that. And specific, I mean, obviously referring to the AJ Brown situation last year. Like, I just wonder if he's like, you know what? I'm just not saying anything from now on in the pre-draft part of this. I'm done. I'm not saying another word.
Well,
I got burned last year by the A.J. Brown stuff, and I'm done.
What was it? What show was it, by the way, where he was like, not while I'm coach? Was that with
that was Rich Eisen.
That was Eisen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Like, I'm just going to – you know what? I'm not going to say anything. And then Henry, Tannehill, and Byard are all traded. All on draft night, and then, you know, we'll just move on from there.
No,
maybe that's what it means.
It's very interesting. So the quarterback part of this, now Todd McShay from ESPN just put out something pretty interesting as well. This is about 20 minutes ago on Twitter. He said, quote, interesting note as we prepare for night one of the draft. There hasn't been a draft night trade in the top 9 picks in the past 4 years. That's not promising for a team like Arizona, which is borderline desperate to move out of pick number 3. So saying there has not been a draft night trade in the top 9 in the last 4 years.
Yeah, that is interesting. I really feel like somebody out there is in love with Richardson. He's going to go do what Arizona hopes he'll do.
Well, it's funny. We talked last week about is there a chance that Indianapolis could be sitting there at 4? And have their pick of Stroud, Richardson, and Levis. And I think when all is said and done, I still think Stroud's going to Houston. That's just me.
I will not be remotely surprised if that's the case.
I know that there's a lot of chatter about that not happening. And you know, the fair question is, well, if they didn't like him, or if they were going to take him, like, why would there be this chatter? Because, I mean, they're number 2. It's not like anybody's really benefit them to do that. I hear you. I think when everything's said and done, it's like, are they really going with Davis Mills for another year? And then, you know, we know how much I love Davis Mills on the program, but I don't think he's their answer long-term at quarterback. So I still think there's a chance that you could have Young go 1, you could have Stroud go 2, you could have somebody trade with Arizona and get Richardson 3, and then Indy's sitting there like, okay, I guess it's Will Levis. Like, you can see all 4 of these go in the first 4.
Sure, it could happen, yeah. I feel like – I think I think they'll have their pick of two of those. I think the Colts will end up having the pick of two of them. Who, I don't know. And maybe it is. Maybe it's Stroud and Levis. But no, that absolutely could happen. I'm with you. Again, if you're the Texans and you don't love any of them, okay. Don't just take a quarterback because you got – I mean, even right there, you just said, oh, I guess Levis is there. Well, if you're the Colts, you don't love Levis, then don't do it. But then what do?
That's the thing.
You know, you're at four. I mean, you can hope that someone will move up there and take, like, Levis before someone else gets him. You can hope someone takes him before the Titans take him at six.
I mean, the Colts do have Gardner Minshew, so.
That's true. And he's probably going to be their starter this year. Which is going to be fun.
Yes, it is.
But, yeah, you feel like, well, I feel like with both of those AFC South teams, like, they've got to have a quarterback, right? But if you're not sold on these quarterbacks, then that's how you get yourself in trouble.
Chuck on the text line talking about quarterbacks says, in relation to quarterback, do you feel this Titans draft is one of the most important they've had in a while? We've seen what happens to this franchise when they miss on a quarterback. And they have missed repeatedly. This is from Chuck on the text line. I mean, it's every draft's important, but if you go quarterback, then yeah. I mean, it's imperative that you get that right. Because if you don't, which Titans fans are very aware of, that can set you back a while. See Vince Young or Jake Locker. Three. I guess to a certain degree Marcus Mariota, even though you got bailed out by Tannehill during all that.
Yeah, but that's still a failed attempt.
Sure.
That's three straight. I mean, they've tried to draft. To me, it's like first round at least, and really should be high first round. That's your attempt at a franchise quarterback. And they've had this franchise had three straight misses since the last hit, which was 1995, which was Steve McNair.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Speaking of quarterbacks, one officially on the move yesterday. Aaron Rodgers traded to the New York Jets. What do we make of the deal, and what does this mean for the quarterback picture in the AFC and the path to competing for the Tennessee Titans? All that coming up next. Speaking of the draft, make sure you don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Join Jared Stillman, Derek Mason, and Chris Sanders as they broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, home of the 29-degree beer, coming up this Thursday, April the 27th. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Join 102.5 The Game for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament presented by Gary Force Acura, benefiting Souls for Souls, coming up on June the 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. You can put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebs to support a great cause and have loads of fun. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes. You can sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. We'll have Caroline Fenton coming up at 7 o'clock. Get her thoughts on the pre-draft press conference from Rand Carthon and the NFL draft coming up in a couple of days here, so looking forward to that. But, Joe, a move that has been highly anticipated was completed yesterday in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers officially sending Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. And the deal was agreed to yesterday, and the Packers sending their number 15 pick in this year's draft and a 2023 fifth-rounder. So a first rounder this year and a fifth rounder to the Jets in exchange for the Jets first rounder this year, a second round pick this year, a sixth round pick this year, and a conditional second round pick next year that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays next season. So essentially the Packers and the Jets swapping first round picks this year. Packers are going to get a second rounder this year out of the deal as well. And next year, a conditional second-round pick that will turn into a first-round pick if he plays 65% of the play. So the deal is done. Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback of the New York Jets. What did you make of the deal from the Jets and the Packers standpoint yesterday?
Well, I mean, it had to happen. Like, if it didn't actually happen, like, people were losing their jobs on the spot. Like, it was going to happen. I'm glad it's done. You know, it's and I feel like it's kind of nice for the Packers. I feel like you were just reading before the segment is about all the rejoicing in the NFC North.
Yep.
Which I get. Now the Lions can prepare for their pending third place finish when they think they're going to finish first.
Heavy favorites.
Yeah, but I think the Packers. They can be. You can wash your hands of it. You tell me, you're a Packers fan. Wash your hands of it. I think the compensation is pretty good for them in the end.
I agree.
And Jordan Love era, here we go. And now the AFC officially is just that much harder and that much better than the NFC with the quarter, especially a quarterback. It's a loaded group. Now, maybe Aaron Rodgers this year is Russell Wilson of a year ago, where we're all like, ooh, Denver, and then it's really bad. But I like the Jets team. I like the roster. I like the coach. And I'm interested in this, man. I think they actually could be a player in this conference.
It was interesting. I saw this tweet from Trey Wingo yesterday, and we've talked about this before, but the AFC top quarterbacks, and he listed them kind of, I don't even know if this is in order, if he's just throwing names out, but obviously Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Rodgers, Tua, Herbert, Lawrence, Lamar. He said NFC top QBs, Hurts, and then Stafford, Dak with question marks. He said the conference gap has never been wider. This is from Trey Wingo yesterday.
I mean, it's like all of a sudden the NFC is the USFL.
Yeah, it's really, it's amazing.
The USFL of quarterbacks.
And there's only two in the AFC who are over 27.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Russell Wilson. So that's also scary for AFC teams.
Yeah, Rodgers well over, but yeah.
He is. I mean, look at the AFC East now. You've got Josh Allen, obviously, and the Bills, and we know what they are. Tua, if he can stay healthy, which is a big F, I get that, but if he can stay healthy, you had Hill and Waddle last year. They were playing great while he was in there, and now you got Rodgers coming in to be the quarterback of the Jets. And, they've got – we've talked about the young core that they have. Like, that has a chance to be a pretty good division. Now, I think we learned our lesson last year when we started talking about the AFC West being the greatest division of all time, that it may not play out exactly how we think it's going to play out, but on paper – well, first off, on paper, I'd hate to be the New England Patriots right now, because you look around like, oh, geez, good. So we've got Josh Allen, Tua, and now Aaron Rodgers in our division to compete with. So I know nobody feels sorry for them for 20 years of Tom Brady, but it's an interesting spot that Bill Belichick's in right now.
Yeah. And it really does all the teams that don't fall into this category now. And look, you could make the argument, okay, well, just do it a different way then, like the Titans have kind of, been trying to do. But, I mean, you go through, the AFC South, three of the four teams need to get on this plan, Like you said, the Patriots but there's still a lot of teams that are sort of in limbo with the Raiders and Broncos are in that sort of limbo. Do the Steelers have it? We never talk about Pickett. We never talk about Pickett as one of these also, but they also do have like a pretty promising young quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of.
Just ask Junie about him.
The Browns. What's that?
Just ask Junie about Pickett.
Junie thinks he's a second coming like Terry Bradshaw out there. So
he's like, well, I mean, I think he could be a lead. He had a couple fourth quarter drives late in the season.
There we go.
To be fair, Terry Bradshaw is like the classic example of like of a good quarterback, but like, I mean, talk about a guy who was surrounded by like maybe the greatest teams ever, But anyway,
I don't want to rip
Terry Bradshaw. He was a good player. Don't get me wrong. But then there's also the thing is you would normally, of course, include the Ravens in this too, we don't know. But he's going to be somewhere. I mean, maybe the NFC, like the NFL, needs to like mandate that the NFC gets Lamar Jackson.
Somebody go get him. Yeah. Justin on the text line says, "I can't wait to see Zach Wilson create quote a living hell for Rodgers." Did you see that after like they were talking to Zach Wilson at the end of last season? He's like, "I don't know who the quarterback they're bringing in is, but whoever that guy is, I'm going to make his life a living hell in camp." Talking about obviously wanting the job.
So he's going to like put like laxatives in Rodgers' ayahuasca. I mean, what's he going to do, man?
Apparently, sometimes that just happens anyway when Rodgers is out there, He's gone through some cleanses before that.
Oh, that's right. That. I forgot about his. He actually voluntarily cleanses the colon.
Chris.
Glad we went there.
Yep. Chris on the text line says, Rodgers should be ecstatic to have one of the best blocking wide receivers on his new roster. Corey Davis is from Chris on the text
line. Is he still on their roster?
I think technically, yeah. I don't know if it's going to remain that way, but I think he technically is.
So they signed him to a new deal?
I don't think he was a free agent.
Oh.
I think he had another year left.
Okay.
I go double check that.
At some point, sure, I was under the impression that they had released him.
I'm pretty sure he's still on.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But not
I
only
mean, I like their chances even more.
Not only does he have Corey Davis, he's got Lazard on there, too. They're going to be blocking on the perimeter like no other out there.
That's right. Lazard. Underrated.
Don't you worry. Randall Cobb will be up there.
Yeah, Randall Cobb be out there. Yeah. Catching the ball down the middle.
Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson be on there.
Greg Jennings coming back. See
Max,
how that goes.
Max McGee.
Max McGee. But, I mean, look, I'll say this. I'm really intrigued to see how good they are. I mean, apparently he's going to wear number 8. So, I guess Joe Namath gave Rodgers permission to wear 12, and I guess that's not happening. He's wearing number 8 going back to the college days.
Going back to Cali.
But, look, I mean, I can see a path where with that defense, with Breece Hall coming back off his injury, with obviously Garrett Wilson, I can see a path where they could be pretty good. Like, I mean – if Rodgers approaches what he did, not this past season, but the season before, and where he won
the freaking MVP. MVPs.
I mean, it's not that far removed from that. Look, he was hurt some of last year. He didn't play well. He didn't play well last year. Now, he also, there were about 2 or 3 throws every game he made where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, he still got it. So if he's still got it and he's more of the guy he was 2 years ago, they got a chance to be pretty darn good next year in the AFC. And now if you're the Titans, you're looking around and you're saying, great, we'll add one more quarterback to the list that we got to go through at some point if you're going to go back to it, you know, competing for championships. Now, it's a little bit different with Rodgers. Like, you're talking about, you know, what, 1, maybe 2 years. So it's different than the Burrow and the Mahomes and the Herbert discussion and all that. So I get that, but it's just yet another quarterback in the AFC you got to go through right now if you're the Titans.
Yeah, and I don't know that like one team's decision – is going to, you know, impact how you approach this week, for example. But next season, that's what we're talking about, is like next season, are you going? Are you just trying to help Tannehill and Henry? Or are you thinking big picture, macro,
right?
As Rain Carthon said? If just because there's another team that now looks flat out better than you on paper, does that tilt it? Does that tip the scales at all?
I don't know. Well, and you can officially take another team off the list that would be interested in Ryan Tannehill via trade. I mean, Charles said 1 in a million, so it was a small chance to begin with. But
1 in a million that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, 1 in a million that it wasn't going to happen. But
that would have been something.
Now I can confirm the Jets are not going to trade for Ryan Tannehill now.
Yeah, who would?
It's a great question. List I don't think is very long.
But yeah, maybe Michelle's. Michelle's hatred for Desmond Ridder.
Oh, maybe so.
I don't hate him.
Never Desmond. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Caroline Fenton. We'll get her thoughts on the Titans, the pre-draft press conference from Rand Carthon yesterday, and the NFL draft coming up here just 2 days from now. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.